Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. And continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Cheryl Strauss-Einhorn is here, too. Cheryl is a new friend, and she's got a new book out called Problem Solved, A Powerful System for Making Complex Decisions with Confidence and Conviction. Cheryl is a media consultant. Her company is CSE Consulting. She is an award-winning journalist and adjunct professor at Columbia and the School of Journalism and the School of Business. And she's our new friend, Cheryl Strauss-Einhorn. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So good to be here with you this morning.
It's good to have you here. So problem-solving decisions, making decisions and solving problems is something in your book that you say is something we don't always grow up and get through school and get out of our parents' house with a lot of background in. And this is kind of what motivated you to write your book.
Right. Well, the basic idea is that we all grow up to be decision makers, and yet somehow there's no well-established way to make complex decisions well. But into our lives, we each have at least a dozen what I call high-stakes decisions that come our way. By high-stakes, I mean decisions that are going to have a long-term impact on our lives, where the outcome is uncertain, and where if we get it wrong, it could be extremely costly to us. And
well,
so,
I agree with what you said about the fact that we're probably ill-prepared for some of the big decisions, but we don't know that, do we? Because we think we know which part of our consciousness to rely on, right? Instinct, intuition, we think we have some experience. But early on, we don't realize we have this deficit, do we?
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, I was extremely fortunate to have Tony Blair, the former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, write the foreword.
Congratulations.
To my book. Thank you. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is when he read the draft manuscript, he said to me, you know, this is like taking vitamins, or when you get a shot when you're a child, you know, so that you prevent the idea of having polio or something like that. Because you can't all of a sudden be able to bring up a decision-making process in the moment when you need it unless you've learned the skill beforehand. And I think that's such an interesting idea, right? So decision-making is something, therefore, that's really sort of been hiding in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Imagine if every person learned decision-making, let's say before they turned 18, right? Is there anything that we do more frequently and that has higher stakes than the choices that we make?
Well, right? the thing is with the because we don't know that we don't have these tools that you're talking about. Some people who are more aggressive will make a decision and probably make it badly. And the meeker side of society, they won't make a decision because they don't have the skills. And that's almost as bad as making a wrong decision, isn't it?
Well, you know, I think what you're getting at is something that's very important, right? There are many different types of decision makers. In fact, on the day that my book came out on Monday, I launched an app on my website, areamethod.com, where you can take a personality quiz that will help you determine your decision-maker archetype.
That's a big part of decision-making is the personality, the five factors of which kind of personality you are.
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing is, no matter what kind of a decision-maker you are, researchers tell us nowadays that we are mentally flawed, right? We all have these coping mechanisms, these mental shortcuts, and they are very valuable in everyday life so that we know what we like and what we don't like and what's worked and what hasn't, so that when we go, for instance, into the cereal aisle in the supermarket, we're not overwhelmed. We know which box to grab for.
Right.
But those same mental shortcuts, they don't go away when we have to make complex decisions. And yet in those times, we really do want to pry open cognitive space to allow for new information and new insight.
Mm-hmm. You talk about not relying on intuition as much. And that's something I think, don't most of us default to that when we find ourselves short on tools?
Well, that's exactly right.
Especially ladies, because, you know, you ladies always say that you have this women's intuition thing. You hold that over our heads. You've been doing it for years.
Well, listen, we all have these mental shortcuts. And so that's the basic premise behind my book, Problem Solved. Problem Solved introduces my ARIA method. Now, ARIA is an acronym for the four stages of my process, mm-hmm. absolute, relative, exploration and exploitation, and analysis. And the reason why I created this system is because we need to essentially face the idea that we need a construct to work with these mental shortcuts that acknowledges that they can't go away. And so in part, my problem-solving method helps you to organize your information through perspective taking. Mm-hmm. And the reason why perspective taking is important is it not only reveals the insights and motivations of other people, but it acts like a mirror. You almost get a two-for-one. It mirrors back on you, okay, so what do I think and feel about that? And that's how we can draw out our own assumptions and judgments and enable us to more objectively evaluate information when making a decision.
Let's take the, in a minute and a half we have before we go to a break, let's take your first, the first component of your ARIA method and at least introduce it.
Sure. So the absolute part is how you get started. One of the first things you've got to do when you're solving a high-stakes problem is really sort of define the targets that you need to know more information about. And just by identifying those targets, you're beginning to be able to set up a construct. So let's say you are a high school senior. This is happening, you know, worldwide right now, where they have their acceptances, and they got to figure out, well, which school am I going to choose? So their absolute targets in that instance might be the schools that they're looking at. If you take another person, let's say you're solving for an increasingly common problem for sort of middle-aged people today, mm-hmm. something like, how do I find good housing for my aging parents? Mm-hmm. Your absolute target, therefore, might be those facilities where they might be able to age in place.
So define your universe. Find the quadrant of the decision-making possibilities that best fit what you're looking for.
That's just
narrow
the starting
focus. You're talking focus, really, as much as anything, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's right. You want to identify first what you need to know more about, and then
Cheryl,
by...
I'm sorry, hold that thought. We've got to take a quick break. 20 after. Right back with Cheryl.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.